Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday with me, Richard Jones. And this week, in my new role as genie of the farming lamp, I'm granting farmers and their leaders three wishes for agriculture in 2012. And today is the turn of Jane King. She's the editor of Farmers Weekly.
Well, Richard, I'm going to be a bit greedy, actually, because they're wishes that all sort of relate to each other. But the first one is that I think, really, for all farmers, really would like to see a much better return to profitability all round. Some of that's going to be about stuff that farmers can do themselves around looking for greater efficiency on their own farm. But some of it is we'd like to see those input prices come down because they've been far too high this year. So that's the first one. The second one is that I really am hoping and praying that the terrible state of finances right across Europe isn't going to hurt farm incomes and hurt farming long term. It's really, really worrying what's going on financially both here and overseas. So cap reform and European picture, I think we would hope that that doesn't harm farm incomes next year. And my final wish is around things that farmers have to tackle all the time. I think we would hope that we are not blighted by serious disease problems, that the weather is much more on our side, and in fact, across the UK we've seen a game of two halves, with the south being in drought conditions. And I know you guys in Scotland suffering from very, very serious heavy rain and flooding. So weather we'd like to see on our side, disease we'd like to see on our side, and certainly on the disease side, in England, we need to be tackling this crippling problem of bovine TB, and that does affect Scotland as well. I know that you've done very well in Scotland to keep TB out. That's really good, but I think, you know, for Scotland, there is a threat that if we don't tackle that problem in England and Wales, there's a threat that it will come over that border. So next year, disease and weather are big issues.
And I'm counting four wishes in there from Jane King at Farmers Weekly, but I suppose as she's a lady, we should let her get away with it. And once again, European finances and the weather featuring on those lists. And tomorrow is the turn of Jim McLaren, chairman of Quality Meat Scotland, to give us his three wishes for 2012. And he'll be here with us on MFR Farming 6:40 and 12:40.